Debut de Mamastin, Parshas Chayei Sarah. What you do is an extra hour. You have an extra hour. You generally say you get nothing in this world for nothing. Nothing comes for nothing. That is a salvo. We borrow it for a few months. Borrow the hour. What do we do with an extra hour? And what's our outlook towards one more hour of the day? In Birchas Krishma, we say Vashem Asharasov Kulam Oimdim Barum Oilam. The Masharasim, the Malochim, they're standing Barum Oilam, the top of the world. Mashmiim Biyira Yachad Bakoil Divre Elikim Chayim Umelech Oilam. The words of Elikim Chayim, the living God, Umelech Oilam, the King of the world. So I was struck by the thought, where do we find in Chazal Divre Elikim Chayim? Machlokes. That's the place. There's no other place where you use the words Divre. The only place, Eilav Eilav Divre Elikim Chayim. We never use the word Divre Elikim Chayim to refer to these words, to refer to Torah. Except in that place. He says, Machlokes, Misham Eis Hillel, Eilav Eilav Divre Elikim Chayim. Are the Malochim learning Torah? Are they having different shotim in a Mishnah, in a Chazal? The Malochim are saying Shira. So what does it mean when it says Hashem Ashosov Kulam Oimdim Brum Oilam Hashem Yachad Divre Elikim Chayim Umelech Oilam? And I thought perhaps there is an allusion over here to what we just said. A Divre Elikim Chayim reminds us of differences. When you don't get on with people, you have a different opinion. Because the hemshech of this part of the tefillah is something which appears to be completely disconnected. Talking about the malochim, talking about the Shira, talking about what's going on in Shemayim, then we say we want the Beis HaMikdash again. What's the connection? The answer is because our lack of Beis HaMikdash is due to lack of Achdus. We're not together, we're not one. We're not seeing things as Eilu Ve'Eilu Divre Elikim Chayim. The question I wanted to address this morning is, what is the source of this difficulty and why is it so fundamental? When Avraham Avinu was told by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, "Schar Chahabim Oid," you're going to get a great reward. Al Tira Avraham, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, "Don't be frightened, don't be scared. I'm going to give you a great reward." So, what did Avraham Avinu said? What can you give me? I've got Eliezer. All I've got is Eliezer. Eliezer is the Messick Eliezer. What's the Messick Eliezer? Not enough. Eliezer is so great. In this week's parasha, you see, Eliezer is Kan Beisoy HaMoshe B'chol HaSheloi. And Chazal Darshan, Moshe B'chol HaSheloi, Moshe B'Yitzroi K'moisoi. He's as great as Avraham Avinu in terms of self-control. Moshe B'Yitzroi K'moisoi. He's Moshel in his Yetzirah, just like Avraham Avinu. So what's wrong? If you haven't got a child, you've got a Talmud. You've got Eliezer. So the famous Walter Baron said, Eliezer is Damesek, is Doylem Mashkim Teres Rabbi Lacherim. And the Doylem Mashkim Teres Rabbi Lacherim is the Psul. If somebody can only say over from his Rebbe without saying anything of his own, there's no future for Klal Yisrael. You have to have a Hoysef Nofi Mishaloi. There has to be some addition of your own. Otherwise, there's no future. But in this week's parasha, when Eliezer Eved Avraham wants to be considered as a Mechutn for Avraham Avinu, what does Chazal tell us? There's no way that Avraham Avinu is going to be maskim to let his son Yitzchok marry the daughter of Eliezer. Why? Ato oru, vein orim is dabik b'boruch. You're oru, you're cursed. A cursed person can't possibly be joined together with a blessed person. He's oru. So what's the pshat? Altogether, I think we're disturbed by the concept of somebody suffering because of their ancestry. Why should somebody be disqualified or be discriminated against because of where they come from? We can then say, well, about the other side, why do we give a Kohen Kohen? Why did we let him duchen? Only because he's a grandchild of Aaron HaKohen. Why the Levim Levim? Only because they're grandchildren of Levi. But what's Eliezer Eved Avraham is such a big tzaddik, is a kan beisoy, Moshe b'chol HaSheloi, Moshe b'Yitzroi k'moisoy, doy l'mashkim to Yisrael b'lachim, unbelievable level of kedusha, of greatness, and he's told, you're oru. Okay, so, yeah, he's oru. So who'd you take instead for a mechutin? A big tzaddik? No way. Who does he take instead? Besuel. Is he a Lamed Vovnik? Nishkin Lamed Vovnik. So what's the pshat? We're not saying there's anything wrong with the daughter of Eliezer. Just her family. She's got a family problem. She's the child of Eliezer. Eliezer is Eved Avraham, but he is, after all, from Canaan, or a Canaan. Mashenkin Besuel. Besuel, who's no Eliezer, who's not Dolem Mashkim Teres Rabbi Lacherim, he's not a Moshe V'Yitzri K'moisa at all, the opposite, and he's suitable. And that's all fine. Really, it's a pliatzuma when you think about. Okay, in Shiduchim, I once said the following, it's maybe a bit too sharp, but I think one should say it anyway. Maybe if I say it here, people will repeat it. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that at the time of the terrible famine in Yerushalayim, the Eved was sent to go to the marketplace to buy bread. He was used to buying for his master the very, very best, the wheat, the best bread. By the time he got there, was none left. So he comes back and he says, what should I do? There's no wheat. Get the bread, the barley bread. He comes back for barley bread. That's also gone. It's all gone. Sorry, only even less than that. Okay, so just get anything, because we're starving. We need some food. And he goes back, keeps going back, and each time asking the Shaila, he misses out. There's nothing there. Shidduchim's a bit the same. You know, Elias is, after all, looking for a shidduch for Yitzchok. He's 40 years old. He's not a youngster. And you know what? In Shidduchim, one else has to say, not what do I want, not what I'm looking for, but what is there? What's available? He says, just look like what's available, what is there? Not what I'm looking for, I'm looking for something else. He's the Eved has been sent to go and get Chittim. No, there is not, there aren't any. will realize if there aren't anything, get what you the best that you can get. In Shidduchim, for sure, it's like that. Everybody understands, must look the best that one can get. I saw a phenomenal idea in the Shiurim of Rav Shlomo Volbe, Zichron Livracha. In this week's parasha, it says that Avraham Avinu died, and Yitzchak buried him. And Yitzchak buried him together with Yishmael. So Rashi brings, Mikan, you learn from here, because he let Yitzchak go first, it proves that he did tshuva. Does it prove it? Maybe he was just respectful. Maybe he was just being polite. Okay, you go first. Have the ladies first. It means you mash the ladies so much. No, it's just ladies first. It's politeness. Maybe it's just being polite. He says, oh, Yitzchak, okay, you can go first. But Chazal understood it differently. Because if a person changes in his value, then he's on the way to tshuva. If he recognizes the value of Yitzchak Avinu, and so he's allowing him to go first, although he's a lot younger than him, he's much younger than him, 14 years younger, and he's letting him go first, Al Korch, that shows he's Machshiv Yitzchak. And that's really the whole Nakud over here about the marriage of Yitzchak to Rivka. Avraham Avinu recognized Rabbeinu Shlom himself. So he was married to Sarah already before. He didn't go, the Torah doesn't describe how he went to search for a wife. This is the first searching for a wife. Lavan is a Ramai, he's a trickster. He's never Moedah Lo'emes. We see afterwards with Yaakov Avinu how Lavan, the brother of Rivka, says, Habonim bonai, v'abonais b'noisai, v'chol asher taroi elihu. He's a total liar. Even previously he said, Nechashti v'ayvochein Hashem biglolecho. But now he's lying, denying the whole thing. So we see he's a crook. We see he's not even Avodah Zorah. Penicius Habayis. I've got rid of Avodah Zorah from my house. So that in every respect, family-wise, this girl's not coming from a good family. And yet, twice, two generations, you do the same thing. Make a beeline for that particular family. That family. Yitzchak for Rivka, and then Yaakov for Rachel Leah. It's almost the same thing. And with these really, really problematic people. So Reb Tzadok says a phenomenal vort. I want to touch it also maybe into Shamalos. We say, Shamalos mimamachim krosicha Hashem. I call out you, Rabbeinu Shlom, mimamachim from the depths. The depths are a challenge, but they can also be a source of inspiration. You can dafka from that matzav. So Rivka, growing up in that house, can dafka become very, very great. Rachel Leah can become great from being the children of this crook, this Ramai. Reb Tzadok says it on Lech Lecha, the beginning of Lech Lecha in Pri Tzadik. But then you have the question. So what was wrong with Eliezer? Oro. Ein Oro Mizavik Boruch. And this isn't Oro. And the Avodah Zorah isn't Oro, and the Geneva isn't Oro. It's also a very, very, very negative background, very problematic source. So what's the pshat? So I want to suggest a mahalach, something quite original and new, but very, very broad, to cover what the whole parish is about, and what the shidduchim are all about. In last week's parasha, we see there's somehow a connection between visitors having guests, and the basura of Leidas Yitzchak and Akedas Yitzchak. Why couldn't Avram and Sarah be told they're going to have a child not at the same time of this Hachnosis Orchim, the same time as having guests with Phenomenon Sirius Nefesh? What's the link to the Hachnosis Orchim? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuvkov Zayin says something outstanding, something shocking. We all know the Chazal Rashi brings it. G'doyle Hachnosis Orchim yoyse mekabolas pnei shechina. How can that be? Hachnosis Orchim, I think everybody here has done many times. You've had guests in your house. What about Kabbalas Pnei Shechina? I don't know if you've ever had it. Kiddush Levana, maybe. It's called Kiddush Levana, maybe perhaps. It's Dimmins, Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. Where's our Kabbalas Pnei Shechina? It's a Madregash in the Flo Ad Moed. What's the Pshat in this Gdoyle Hachnosis Orchim Yosim Kabbalas Pnei Shechina? There's a Shlach Kodesh, which is brought down in Be'er Moshe, where he says that anybody who's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hachnosis Orchim, he's doing the mitzvah of Olach LeBidrochel. He's going the ways of Rebbein Shlom. Why? Because we're all the visitors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all Orchim in this world. We've come here, we're visitors. We're visitors from another planet. We're aliens. We come from another planet. We don't come from here. It's true, we don't come from here. Where's the neshama from? It's chatzuvim tachas kisei kovod. It's just on a journey. Come on a mission to Earth. Mission to Earth. Not mission from Earth, mission to Earth. That's what we're here for. So mekayim olach LeBidrochel when we have orchim, because the Rebbein Shlom does it for us. He makes us comfortable as comfortable as possible in so to speak, in his palace, in his home, in Olam Hazeh. So what's the pshat? What does this mean? Hachnosis Orchim is so great, it's like Olach LeBidrochel. The Gemara in Sota says that Avraham Avinu used this eishel, he used this free hotel as a kirov opportunity. It's a kirov opportunity because the people would say, thank you very much, goodbye, and he said, no, don't thank me, it's not mine. You didn't eat from me, you ate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would come to Makkah Rebbein Shlom. If only it was so easy. If only it was so easy to bring people to Yiddishkeit to say, come and eat something. And they would say, thank you. And say, no, don't thank me. Thank Hashem. And the person becomes a mum and just overnight turns over. So how did Avraham Avinu have such success with it? Maybe the answer is because he meant it. Because he really meant it. And this is really the nekuda which I want to discuss this morning. What's the real challenge of Olam Hazeh? What's Olam Hazeh all about? The Ramban Sof Parshas Bo puts it in one sentence. This is Ramban, it's not from me. Ramban says the purpose of this world is acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is to admit nothing's mine. It's just on loan. Nothing belongs to me. Everything's just a gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. And he's only given it to me really on condition. It's strings attached. So on condition that I use it for what I should be using for. Really, every single thing, the Rebbe says, every single thing a person has in Olam Hazeh is not his. It's just given to him as a tool for his task, for his job, which is the Kadoshim Shemayim. So if you use anything in Olam Hazeh for yourself, for your own enjoyment, for your own pleasure, for your own, for anything for yourself, then you're a ganav. B'dinei Shemayim, on a very, very high level, Madrega, you're a ganav. Why? Because if I gave you my car to drive to Tesco and you drove it to London, then you say, I'd say, you're taking advantage. Say, but I put my own petrol in. I said, no, but I lent it to you to drive up to Tesco. Not the Tesco in London, the Tesco in Prestwich. I said you could drive to Prestwich. I didn't tell you can drive to London with my car. So the Baruch Hashem says the same thing. Everything I give to you in Olam Hazeh, it's not for you, it's for me. The purpose is Shiyodil Kav Shibora. That's Loshen Ramban. So when we look at Loit, and we say there's a man called Loit who's decided of his own volition to move to Stoim. He chose Stoim. So his moving there is called Vayisa Loit Mekedem, Nos Mekadmoyin Shin Oilam, Omei Yev Shiloi Ba'Avram Loi Milakov. He's still totally rejecting the whole Ashkofa of his Rebbe. He's had a Rebbe, Rebbe Muvik, for years and years and years and years and years, and the whole thing he chucks out the window. With what? With going to Stone. What's he going to Stone for? Stone's a lovely place. Stone's a lovely place. It's a gorgeous place. Tremendous prosperity, tremendous comfort, tremendous luxury. It's a wonderful place to live. Stone is the ideal destination, not just a holiday destination. A holiday destination you can't have because they don't let outsiders in. But it's the perfect place to live is Stone. And Lloyd gets into Stone, somehow they accept him. He comes to Stone and everything's great. In that matzav in Stone, Lloyd refuses to do tshuva. The most amazing miracle happens to him. He gets captured by the goyim. Avraham Avinu comes and makes phenomenal miracles. Bnei Shem makes unbelievable nisim. Avraham Avinu manages to rescue him and bring him back. And he doesn't do tshuva and return to Avraham Avinu as we'd expected him to do. Instead, he goes straight back to Stoim. And nevertheless, he gets saved from Stoim when Stoim's been destroyed. Why does he deserve to be saved? So Chazal say, because he was silent, he didn't tell Paroi the truth. He didn't mass on his uncle, have his uncle executed. Everyone asks, Alfon Slobodka asks his famous kasha, so why wasn't it a bigger schus that he did Achnos Sorochim in Stoim, which was literally laying your life on the line, risking your life Achnos Sorochim? So Alfon Slobodka says, because that's Avraham's schus, not his schus. Which we find a very disturbing teretz, because then what we're doing is because of our rebbes and our teachers and our parents and our family and our community and everything else. What's my zchus? I thought of another answer, which one could possibly suggest. It's a bit sharp, but I think one needs to say it. What does he do in his achas orchim? The goyim in Stoim are mushchosim. They're terrible, terrible people. When they hear he's got two malochim in his house, what do they want from him? Let us have them. What for? To kill them? No. Mishka Zoch. So what does he say? Take my daughters. What a chazorius to his daughters. He's sending out his daughters to these prostachevra outside to take his daughters and do what they want with them, to his daughters. That's achzorah she'en kamoyu. If you do chesed with achzorahs, that's not chesed. People often say the end justifies the means. It doesn't. It doesn't. That's not chesed. That's not called achros zorchim. You say, take my daughters. So what happened to him in the end with his daughters? We all know. So he says, take my... How can he say such a thing? Because he's being kind. He's learnt kindness. That's not kindness. That's not kindness. It's not kindness to have. So what does he get saved for? We know that of all the nations in the whole wide world, there are only two nations who were never ever allowed to marry into. Le'yovele mekal Hashem adoylam. Who are they? Amon and Moav. Why? Advash elikid me'esum lechem ma'im. The Ramban explains, what was so special about Ammon and Moab not giving them lechem u'mayim? Big deal. I'm sure plenty of other nations didn't give Klal Yisrael lechem u'mayim. So Ramban says, Hakor Satoiv. Ramban says, the tiny is Hakor Satoiv. You didn't have Hakor Satoiv. You should have had Hakor Satoiv. Avraham Avinu saved Lloyd and looked after Lloyd and did everything for Lloyd. And now, Bnei Bonov of Avraham Avinu is Klal Yisrael, and Bnei Bonov of Lloyd are Ammon and Moav. Therefore, there's a psul, everlasting condemnation, everlasting exclusion. You're excluded. You can never marry into Klal Yisrael. Al dvash lekid mesum lechem mayim, because there's a chesor in Hakoros HaToiv. This is a pli atzuma. I don't understand. Hakoros HaToiv is a maila. It's a midah toiva. It's not rishus. It's not evil. Anshi Stoim were evil. They're roim chatoim l'ashem ma'oid. So if you say that people coming from Stoim, we don't want to marry them because they're evil, I don't understand. But saying no, the chisorin is a chisorin in the midah, a lack of akoros hatoiv. Maybe one can say such a mahalach. why were Anshei Stoim so selfish? What was so wrong with their attitude? In fact, it's a widespread attitude. Rabbi Miller, Zechein of Rocha, Malcolm Miller used to say, where's Stoim today? Switzerland. That's what he used to say. Why? Because in those days, there was no unemployment in Switzerland, had zero unemployment, and you couldn't get a passport. Possible to get a Swiss passport. So Stoim was like a very prosperous place. We don't want people coming in. We don't want to lower us down. You know, what's Brexit all about? Immigration. The fear of immigration. That's what Stoim is. Stoim is the fear of immigration. We don't want immigrants. So if we make any guests uncomfortable, there won't be any immigration. And then we'll be able to keep our high standard of living for ourselves. We won't lose anything. We won't have a drop of house prices. Everything's going to be great. So the chisorn in this is much, much deeper than we think. The Ramban has told us that the purpose of this world is shiyoyde lelikov shiboroi, to admit that the Rebbeinu Shleim's made us. If that's the case, everything we have is a present. So why are you such a kaga? Why are you so tight-fisted? Why are you so miserly? If you realize that everything you've got is just a present, it's not really yours, it's just a present you got from Hashem, then you can be generous. In Yechezkel it says, the reason why Stoim is destroyed is because Yad Oni Ve'Avin Le'Yechziku. Now if there was such big Rishoim, like Chazal told us, they wanted to take the Malochim for their Avera. They did everything they shouldn't have done. Why is it that Yad Oni Ve'Avin Le'Yechziku is the Sibba for the destruction of Stoim? I think the answer is because there's this basic thing of denial of the fact that everything I have is from the Rebbeinu Shleil, and therefore generosity isn't really generosity. Generosity is just awareness of the strings attached. That everything I was given with strings attached. It's for you, but it's for you and for you to share with others. Be kind. Be generous. Be giving. Help other people. Do for other people. Don't keep it all for yourself. So that Hakoras HaToiv, mid of Hakoras HaToiv, and the challenge of Hakoras HaToiv revolves around that Nakuta. That when somebody comes to this world, every single person in this world, he has the mistaken view, every human being has the mistaken view that he's in charge. He can do what he likes. You can do anything you want. You want to say it, say it. You want to go there, go there. You want to not go there, don't go there. We're free, we can do anything we want. It's ours, we can do anything we like in this world. And the recognition that we're Nivroim, that we're created by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we're therefore Makir Tov the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, will completely transform our lives. When Paroi says, hears from Avraham, that Sarah is his sister, not his wife, and Lot doesn't masa on his uncle, that's because of Hakoras HaToiv. He's a Makir Tov. He realizes his uncle has given him everything. He's looked after him for years and years and years. He's his Rebbe Muvuk. He can't possibly tell Paroi the truth that Sarah is the wife of Avraham. If that's the case, if you show Hakoras HaToiv, then you're not Anshei Stoim. Because Anshei Stoim's whole metzias is kfuyei toivo. And that's why they're so ungenerous. That's why they're so unwilling to share things with others. That's why they're so selfish and so egoistic. So Lot proves I'm not Anshei Stoim. His achlosas orchim in Stoim doesn't prove he's not Anshei Stoim. On the contrary, maybe it proves he is Anshei Stoim. Because look what he does. He offers his daughters to them. But his silence in Mitzrayim, that proves I'm not Anshei Stoim. But what about the descendants of Lot? Are they Anshei Stoim or not? The answer is we see they advashli kidmas from lechem v'mayim. They haven't got the mid of Hakoras HaToiv. Then they're Anshei Stoim. And that's why lo yovel em kal Hashem adoilam. That's the Sivus HaDov. So we look at Eliezer Eved Avraham. Why is Eliezer Eved Avrom not suitable? He's a big tzaddik, he's Eved Hashem, he's a mammon, he's got amazing midas, we see his Moshe B'Yitzchak and Moshe like Avrom Avinu. What's wrong with his daughter for Yitzchak? Why can't we be Menshadach with Eliezer? So we go back to the original thing. Vayachom Avi Kenan. Chom, the father of Canaan, saw. What did he see? He saw his father. He saw Noach. And what happened when he saw Noach? So Shlomo Volbe says a beautiful pshat. Rashi brings from Chazal, some say Rivoi, Sirsoi. He says, what's the pshat? It says in the Pasuk Vayar. The answer is Ayin Ro. He looked at his father with ayin ra. Ayin ra doesn't just mean jealousy. Ayin ra means a negative eye. He says, I don't want my father to have any more children. So that seeing, that looking at his father with a negative eye causes his father to be unable to have children. That's called sirsay. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. A person won't feel something being done to him while he's asleep with a knife. Of course he would. He's not being given anesthetic. Of course he'd feel it. Of course he'd wake up. So Vayarcha means he looked at him. He has Ayin Ra. That's Canaan. So what does Canaan get as a consequence? Not as a punishment perhaps, but as a consequence. Eved Avodim Yelechav, you're a slave. What's a slave? A slave is somebody who has nothing of his own. Anybody with kinna is a slave. He has nothing of his own. Why? Because if you have jealousy, you don't enjoy anything you've got. A jealous person is always focused on what he hasn't got, what Yenin's got, so he never has anything. He's an Eved. So Eliezer Eved Avrom, he's an Eved. An Eved's got nothing. Because an Eved, he could be Moshe Yitzchak and Moshe. He could be Dolem Mashkim to Ezra Abel Achirim, but he's got the middah of not being able to have anything. You've got nothing because you're jealous. Anybody who's jealous is a pauper. He might be a billionaire, but he's a pauper. He's got nothing. He's only focused on what he hasn't got. So the toitzah of Vayar Chom Avi Kenan is Eved Avodim Yelechav. And that's Eliezer. If we want to build Klal Yisrael, we've got to build it on the most important of all foundations, and that's Hakaras HaToiv. Because Hakaras HaToiv is the consequence of this Tachlis HaBriya of Yoyed Elokov Sheboroi. Of recognizing the Rebbeinu Shalom, that when we see that the Rebbeinu Shalom has given me everything, that every single thing I can do, it's only because of Him. I once had a very simple thought. Imagine you knew somebody, Leilein, who was blind. And the person's been blind for years and years and years. And one day he hears fantastic news. There's a surgeon in town who will cure his blindness. And he goes and he has the operation. And he wakes up, the bandages are pulled off his eyes, and he is able to see. You can imagine he's going to sing and dance for hours and hours after that. He can now see. Every morning we say Pekech Ivrim, and it's just another bracha. It's such a difficult thing to always be focused on what we're receiving from Rabbeinu Shalom. But that's what Eliezer Eved Avrom is soisa. That's why Avrom Avinu says, Einorim is Dabik B'boruch. It's not shayach for our children to grow up the right way. It's not shayach for there to be a future for Klal Yisrael if it's built on this basic chisorn. So when Loit is nitzel from Stoim, it can only be because of a mid of Hakaras HaToiv. And when his descendants are pasled, it's only because of a chisorn in Hakaras HaToiv. And that also explains why is it the Hachnosas Orchim of Avrom is linked with Leidas Yitzchak? Why is it Dafka at that time there's a Besura? The answer is, like we said before, G'dayla Hachnosas Orchim Yosim Karos Meishchino. What's so great about Hachnosas Orchim? Hachnosas Orchim is the Hakorah that everything I have is not mine. So I can share things with you because they're not mine in the first place. I know they're not really mine. I know they're really only lent to me on condition that I lend them to you. So as a result of Avraham Avinu doing Hakaras HaToiv under such strenuous conditions, when he's a very old man, who's actually performed surgery on himself, and he's in great pain, terrible pain, and then he wants desperately to do Achronos Zorchim because he's so rooted in this Hashkofa, that what I have is to give to others. The chesed is so much his blood, so much his whole being is chesed, it's only to give and to give and to give and to give, then the toitzah of that is a klal yisrael zeleilas yitzchak. So that comes back to the oichodosh haltzion tov nizkechulon meir loiroi. I once said, as I know we see this, shaykh tirkim chayim is the bitl machloikus, the elu ve'elu attitude, the recognition that the friction is only because of the wrong outlook. You can have different opinions. You can disagree with somebody very strongly. But if you've got the hashkoch of Eilu Eilu Kedivrim Chaim, it's really because you say, what's mine isn't really mine. So my thought isn't really my thoughts. It's only because the Kedosh Baruch Hu gave me certain abilities to think or to express myself or to have original ideas. It's not mine. That's why I try and give it. I try and give it to another person. That's why before we come to Moedim, we say, what's the Shaykhs? Talking about the Gula, we want Mashiach to come, Mashiach, 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 Mashiach should come, the Gula should come, Gula should end. And then we say, Moedim. What do you mean, Moedim? Aren't you upset? Aren't you in a very bad mood? Aren't you very sad? There's no Shechina in Tzion? No, we say, I recognize why there's no Shechina. It's because there's not enough HaKoros HaToiv. Because all friction, all sinas chinam, all kin of a sinner comes from not appreciating what you've got. Knan are evil avodim yelechav, their slaves, because of jealousy. Because a jealous person doesn't appreciate what he has. So he's a slave. A slave's got nothing. A slave has nothing at all. Nothing. Evil avodim yelechav. So we say, we want Mashiach. We want Geula. Here's our avoider to try to bring Geula. Moedim anachnu loch. We're thankful. We appreciate. What for? Al chayeinu amsurim b'yodachal, m'nish moiseinu b'kuris loch. We recognize that everything we've got, it's a present. It's a gift. So once Eliezer has been disqualified from being the future Mechutin, then what does he look for? He understands, because he's a brilliant person. He's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu for decades. He understands very well. Look for one thing. Look at the generosity of the girl. She's a very generous girl. She's amazingly generous. She could say, I'm a little girl, you're big strapping Avodim, you can do the schlepping of the water. She doesn't say anything of that. She's got such extreme generosity. Yes, her background's horrific. The mishpocha with which we're being mishadach is entirely unsuitable. Totally, and we do it twice as well. Two generations. Totally unsuitable. V'kashne mishomes Hashem lekech musosa. Lech lecho me'artzicho, mimoyladcho, mibeisavicho. From all those negatives, you can come to greatness. Because if you see bad things around you, you can despise them so much, you're determined to do the opposite. Because you live in an environment of tumah, you become so driven towards Kedusha and Tara. Because you see your father is so crooked, so not straight, so unwilling to keep his word. From that can come out Emes Liyakov, can come out truth. The truth can come from there. Truth can come from being absolutely repulsed with all the sheker that you see around. And you see this in our ancestry, that we're all the descendants of these people. And also it steals all our excuses. No one's ever got an excuse to say, well, you know, with my background, you can't expect me to be much more than I am. We can. Mimamakim krasich Hashem. From the depths, you can call out. Dafka, from that disadvantage, you can turn it over to an advantage. Yeah.